USA News, I'm Corey Myers. U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, while Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
President Biden is notching a significant endorsement from organized labor this week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, endorsing Biden Wednesday, didn't hold back in his criticism of former President Trump.
He wanted to do a rotation so union auto workers would be begging for their jobs back at lower pay. To screw the American working class!
Fain credited Biden for becoming the first sitting U.S. president to join workers on the picket line last year. UAW members earned major pay raises with a months-long strike against the big three automakers last November.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley holding a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Haley claims the amount of fentanyl crossing over the southern border is a national health crisis.
Number one cause of death for adults 18 to 45? Fentanyl. And don't think for a second China doesn't know what they're doing when they send it over.
The latest Fox News poll shows former President Trump is the preferred candidate among 69% of Republican primary voters, while Haley gets 9% of voters' support. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The mother of a disabled woman has filed a lawsuit accusing Starbucks, the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and a property management company of negligence. The young woman was allegedly sexually assaulted by other kids at a Starbucks and a nearby building. A high-profile college football coach making his way back to the NFL. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
After leading Michigan to a national championship this year, Jim Harbaugh is heading back to the NFL. The Los Angeles Chargers and Harbaugh have agreed to terms for the national champion winning coach to take over as the franchise's next head coach. Harbaugh returns to the NFL after serving as head coach at the University of Michigan since 2015. The 60-year-old was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers from 2011 to 2014, where he racked up 44 wins and 19 losses and led the team to three straight trips to the NFC Championship game.
Saudi Arabia has opened up a liquor store in its capital. The store is the first of its kind in the kingdom in over 70 years. Drinking alcohol is forbidden in Islam and Saudi Arabia and has banned it since the early 1950s. According to a diplomat, only non-Muslim diplomats are allowed to purchase goods in the store. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.